Are these games, if you win, it really changes the perception nationally about this team?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Yeah. You know, we still have a long ways to go. We have 14 more games, but we're taking one week at a time. If we win this game, you know, I guess people will start to notice us. But at the same time, I don't care. I know my teammates don't care. We care about each other and winning football games and taking it one week at a time and doing it for the guy next to you, you know, in his locker room, you know, his meeting rooms. That's all that really matters. You know, when you win, everybody going to pay attention. So we just have to keep doing what we're doing.
Is this a good test for you guys, you know, the Atlanta team?
I think a good test is every week. We have a pretty tough schedule. I don't really see any weeks as a cakewalk game. This is the NFL, so every week's going to be tough. But even with our schedule, I think we have one of the toughest schedules in the league, especially the stretch that we're going through right now is pretty tough. So we just have to stay focused. Nobody can get content. We only won two games. So.
In terms of, did you watch the Steelers game on Monday?
Yeah, I saw it.
Strange is it to see them starting out struggling?
It's weird just watching them in general. You know, being there, that's all I've ever done. But, you know, I still wish those guys the best. I want them to win every game as long as we're not playing them. You know, it's like that sometimes. Nobody can really stay on top forever. There's going to be times when it's going to be tough, but if anybody can get through it, I know those guys in that locker room, they can get through it. But I'm not there. I'm here, and really that's all that matters to me is what the Miami Dolphins do, really not the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What changes have you seen in Tannehill from, obviously you weren't here last year, but mm-hmm. when you guys began working out in OTAs and training camp to where he is now?
Honestly, I could only really say maybe like his progressions, how fast he's going through them. I think he's going through his progressions a lot faster. That's about it. Because he's been composed since I've been here. Like you said, I wasn't here last year to see like the total growth, but from since I've been here, I really just seen like he might was a little bit slower on his progression. Now he's getting through them a lot faster, and he's getting to from 1 to 2 to 3 a lot faster. So if he keeps this up, he's going in a great direction. He could be the player that we all hope he can.
Like for years, the identity of this team was play good defense and score enough points to win. Does that identity change now?
It better. We don't want to play like – we don't want our defense to be the best on the team. We want to be the best on the team. We want this to be the offensive team. And if the defense had the same mentality, we could be a great team. Because I know I don't want to be on a team where the defense is carrying us. That's not what I come here for. I'm not saying I'm the guy to change it, but at the same time, any offense I'm on, I don't want to be like we just making it through. I want to be an explosive offense. I want to be a team putting up points. And that's what our coaches want, I'm pretty sure. We don't want to be a team where our defense is carrying us. I know I certainly don't.